library is more than books.
And if you haven't been there lately, you're missing plenty.
Read, listen, look, take part, learn, grow, enjoy yourself
at your public library.
Educational, informational, entertainment that's sensational. It's a way of life, it's for you and me. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
And here he is, the latest, the greatest, executive director of the Racine Public Library, Nick Dembski. Thanks for joining me here this morning.
Awesome to be
so back. So nice to have the head guy in, the head honcho, Chief Cheech, the guy who's in charge.
All that. Sure.
Okay.
The latest and the greatest.
A lot going on there. I have, I use the library a lot for DVDs and Blu-rays because you guys have them. You have everything. Yeah. I have the current movies out now. Sinners. I just brought back the other day, One Battle After Another, one that won Best Picture.
Haven't seen that one yet. Yeah. Saw Sinners, loved it.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, man.
Then I have F1 I took out, too.
Okay.
Always sounds like you're saying something dirty. F1. It always sounds like a dirty thing. I have that out, and I just returned One Battle After Another, so you can get it. Now, it may not be at your library, but you can get it from the library system, which is what happens a lot.
Absolutely.
But I did rent a documentary I heard about. And I watched it yesterday with my wife, and it's beyond fascinating. It's the true story of these triplets.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's called Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah.
And the story is fascinating. Now, I won't tell you the ending, what happens, because there's twists and turns in this whole thing. But basically, this guy goes to college, and people say, hey, good to see you again. He goes, I never saw you. I was never here before. And they're all saying, hey, good to see you. One girl comes up, give him a kiss on the cheek. Says, hey. And he said, I don't know what they're talking about.
Everyone's so friendly here.
And they're calling him by the wrong name. And he don't know what's going on. So he goes to his dorm room. And somebody knocks on the door. He says, you look exactly like him. And he says, who? He says, get in the car. We're taking a two-hour ride. And he goes there. And the guy opens the door. And he says, I'm looking at myself. His identical twin.
Yep.
Is right there. He never knew he had one. They were separated at birth.
Yep.
So he goes into the thing, and he's talking to the guy, and the Long Island paper Newsday picked up on the story, and somebody sees it. They say, wait a second. I know someone that looks like these two guys. And they find the third guy. They're all triplets. So they went on the Phil Donahue.
It's like too good to be true.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So they were on the Phil Donahue. They were on the Today Show. They were everywhere. And now they look so perfectly alike, and they had the same habits. All three were on wrestling teams. All three did all these things together. And they never knew each other existed. And then the second half of the movie takes a dark twist. And it has to do with the adoption agency.
Right.
And they made this deal with this psychologist or whatever. And they said, we're going to place these three in different homes of different. One's going to be a wealthy home, middle class and lower class. We're going to use them as guinea pigs to see if they turn out the same, what differences there is. They were used as guinea pigs.
Yeah. It was like a social psychology experiment.
And they did. Well, instead of keep. And one of the parents said, I would have taken all three had I known they were triplets.
Yeah.
So there was a whole big thing, and the case is sealed till 2066, until everybody's dead. It's at the Yale Library, and they won't release any of it, unredacted.
Are you a big documentary guy?
It's a good documentary, yeah.
No, I mean, just in general.
I watch documentaries.
Like I love documentaries.
Yeah, I think they're fascinating, because you have to believe the truth in who the storyteller is. I mean,
definitely.
And in this case, we know it's true, because it's been everywhere. But I got that movie out of my public library.
Hey, gotta I could, love it.
You can't get it anywhere else. It's not on Tubi. It's not on HBO Max. It's only at the public library.
Well, I don't know if that's quite true. But
where else is it? I mean, you can buy it on Amazon if you want to buy it.
Yeah, I imagine it's elsewhere. I haven't checked. I imagine it might be elsewhere. You should start at the public library.
Wait a second. I'm building up your library here.
Definitely gotten a ton of... You know, the great thing about the library that doesn't really work with streaming or whatever is you just walk around in a physical space still and browse through whatever the collection is and pick up as many as you want that you want to take. So I've definitely stumbled across so many documentaries that I had never even heard of and really haven't like heard of since. It just happened to be in our collection. And it was, you know, mind bending, like really educational stuff, kind of like you're talking about.
Yeah,
something you never would have looked for if you
right just look through it and then look on the back to see if it sounds interesting. Take it home. It's free.
Yeah.
Just bring it back in a week.
I feel like there's something even just therapeutic about wandering down a library stacks and just, you know, throwing things in a basket as you're looking through. Oh, I might like this.
You saw Sinners?
I did.
I'm watching it tonight.
Yes, it's an amazing.
Please don't bang on my desk.
I'm so sorry. Very expensive. Very expensive table.
If I did that at your library, would you like it?
We'd have it, sir.
Anyway, so I'm going to watch Sinners, and an F1 I'll watch probably tomorrow. My wife won't watch Sinners with me. She's not a kind of movie.
It's an amazing film.
Now, she takes out of the library all these British TV shows, and it's not my cup of tea. So she watches them herself, The Pride and Prejudice. And
we always say there's something for everyone at the library.
There is.
But not everything's for everyone at the library.
That's good.
Yep, absolutely.
That should be on the outside of your building.
It's real. It's real.
That should be on the outside right there. Okay, let's talk about some of the things on the list here we have to talk about.
Sure.
Hard to believe, but you guys take spring break where the entire library staff goes to Fort Lauderdale for the week.
If only.
The taxpayer's dime.
Yeah, right.
So spread give me the story. Right. So spring break coming up and you taking a day off, huh?
Yeah, there's always just, you know, throughout the year, we're a part of the city of Racine, and the city has a few holidays, fortunately, for its employees. And one of those is Friday, April 3rd. So we just try to let people know ahead of time. Hey, don't come to the library on Friday, April 3rd. We are actually open on Saturday, the 4th. But we don't want somebody making the long trek from Caledonia or Mount Pleasant or Sturtevant or whatever just to find closed doors. So mark it on your calendar, Friday, April 3rd.
Stay away.
Can't get any documentaries that day.
The Seed Library is opening now. This is interesting. These are real seeds, by the way. These are like seeds you plant in your garden.
Real seeds.
And there's
not
a
just
whole
metaphors.
Yeah, I know. This is, and there's like stack. There's like a whole line of them, and you can get seeds, and they're free.
Yeah. So if you haven't ever been to the library and seen this, first of all, we are not by any means the only library with a seed library. There's lots of libraries with this, but you know, it's not the most common thing ever, too. So it's a little bit of a, you know, we try to stay ahead of the curve with trends that libraries are doing. We wanted to do this, and we asked around to get some sort of cabinet, you know, with a lot of drawers, so we could put seeds in for people to come and get. And somebody had a line on an old, dilapidated, you're going to love this, card catalog.
I knew you were going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Big old card catalog. We call it the beast at the library. And our maintenance man, Mike, he sort of shored it up so it could stand and looked good again. And then a resident artist that we have on staff made it look pretty, put moss and flowers on it. And we have someone in our tech services department named Dawn, who spends a lot of time just sort of parsing out seeds, buying seeds, parsing them out into little packets, and filling, you know, when the first day of spring comes around, filling this old card catalog with them so that you and I and anyone else who wants to get seeds and plant things and grow things and maybe eat things from there can for free from the library.
This is the Twilight Zone episode. Nick's going to come into the library one day and see vines growing all over the whole place is filled with vines overnight.
I mean, if they weren't malicious vines, that might be kind of cool.
That's like a Twilight Zone episode. All these vines growing all over the library. Oh, no. And they're all moving.
That does feel like a Twilight Zone episode.
Let's write it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys give away seeds and all of a sudden the place is taken over by the seeds.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Forget the Twilight Zone. I'm going to turn into a major motion picture.
I mean, if the vines, depending on what, you know, if the vines had tomatoes on them, that might sweeten the deal, as they say.
That's good. We're chatting with Nick Dembski. He is the executive director of the Racine Public Library. We talked about the seeds that you're giving away.
That's right.
And What is defense hubs? What is that? Participatory defense hubs. What's that about?
Yeah. So we have.
You like that? I got participatory.
You did get. That is a very difficult phrase.
And I got it from the library.
Yeah. That's right. So the participatory defense hub. We have, like I said, you know, a lot of services that lots of libraries don't have. So just for one, we're the only library in the state right now with a full-time social worker. You know, the Seed Library is a good example. We have something called a sensory room for especially like families with children who might have special needs and might need a special space. But the only service we have that literally no other library in the world houses is this thing called a participatory defense hub. This is a model that exists elsewhere. There are like, I think, over 50 other participatory defense hubs throughout the country, but none of them are housed at libraries. We're the first one to do that. And what it is what, you know, whether it's ours or in a different community, usually the way it goes is like once a week, for 2 to 3 hours, some space is held by some community leaders, very often some ex-incarcerated community leaders. That's true for some of the leaders of our hub. And it's an opportunity for people to come in and get what I call systems literacy. So if someone is either navigating a criminal case themselves and they just don't know what's going on because the system is incredibly confusing, or if someone has a loved one that's navigating that system and they need some help navigating it, they can come into this space. They can meet the people that run this hub, and those people will start asking them questions like, do you know what your charges are? Do you know when your next court date is? Do you know where your next court date is? Do you know who the judge in your court is? Do you know who your lawyer is? Do you know how to get a hold of them? If so, you know, do you know what room? And I mean, just on and on. Do you know where to find
Who runs this at the library?
Yeah, so.
Because you got to be pretty knowledgeable about this stuff.
It's true. A lot of people, one, I should say, like, nobody there is lawyers. In fact, they make that announcement at every single meeting. We're not lawyers. And what they're not providing is legal advice, right?
They're providing information, though.
They're providing information for how to, you know,
how to navigate this. It's all public information,
But the some of it, you know, there's a Presbyterian pastor who helps run it. There's some like community organizers that are involved. Many, though, are, again, either people who have spent time in prison and are out now, like, trying to make good for their community, or people who have had loved ones who've had, and maybe they were even helped by the hub, and now they're trying to pay that for.
People with experience in this.
They have lived experience that has necessitated them getting expertise in the subject.
Look at you. That sounded like a lawyer.
A librarian.
That right? Sounded like a lawyer talking there. Well, this is great. Who came up with the idea?
You know, it came out of California, this place called Silicon Valley Debug, sort of, I guess, invented and promoted the model. And then they, you know, I think the person actually, the person who like primarily started it got, I want to say he became a MacArthur fellow, one of the big fellowships. And the way that Racine learned about it, the way that I even learned about it was, if you all know the Johnson Foundation at Wingspread, which is in Wind Point here, they host a lot of those fellows. And they'll give talks to the community. They gave a talk on this, and we said, like, wow, we could really use that. There's a lot of people who need that in this community. And it started, you know, that it took us years to have enough conversations to actually get it started. But it started the first week of 2024 now. So it's been going for just over. It's 2026, right?
Yes.
It's been going just over 2 years.
You know how I learned that? I went to the library. I had a calendar on the wall.
That is one of the things we offer too. That's right.
You get to know what date it is and what year. Well, that's fantastic. I never heard of that before.
Is
this by appointment? How does this work?
It's a drop-in thing. I mean, they're very happy to. If someone reached out and said, I want to get in touch with these folks, we can connect them directly. And they will meet with people outside of the hub, too.
I mean, I wouldn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, there. It's been hard to spread word. However, Wisconsin Public Radio just did a really good piece on them. Really beautiful. They have a written piece online and an audio piece. But Racine County I also just did a feature.
Good for them.
On one of the leaders, a man named Bobby Ayala, who spent, I think, 27 years in prison on a number of charges, including reckless homicide. And he has just been such a, I mean, not even just with the hub, but in so many places in this community. He wants to take young people that were on his path and change their path. And he's been very successful in doing.
Good for him. Yeah, a good friend of mine, Frank James, he does something, sure. You know Frank James?
I do, yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he does something similar with people mm-hmm. coming out and making sure they don't go back. Yep. And him and his wife, Yolanda James, and I know they're good friends of ours, and he does good work in that.
He really does. I think a lot of people don't understand how important it is to have people who have lived that life, who have gotten out of that life, maybe served time in prison, whatever the case is, who can then talk to people who are in that life and say, look, I've done it. I know what it looks, smells, and tastes like. And this is what the path you're on leads to. Let me help steer you to another place.
Nick Dembski is joining us. He is the executive director of our Racine Public Library. We trusted him with that library. It's been around since how long?
It is 128 years old. I want to say 1897.
See, my house is from like 19-aught something or other. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's a lot of old news. Spooks.
Amazing.
And things flying around the house. Who knows? we had to take down a wall not too long ago to replace it.
Uh-huh.
And it was the old slat type walls.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I said, let me look down there. Maybe there's some kind of treasure. Because my house was built by a Lake Michigan sea captain. And it was built back in the early 1900s by him. And maybe he buried gold doubloons in the closet or something.
Yeah. If anyone's burying treasure, it's a Lake Michigan sea captain.
Yeah. So I say, no, he didn't do anything. I said to him, before you seal up the wall, I'm going to put a treasure map in there. So maybe 60, 70 years from now, somebody will open it. Ooh, ooh. And it leads to nothing.
Yeah.
And then
you're just trolling in the future.
And then the other one, I went to go down to the party store, buy a skeleton, plastic skeleton, human size, put it in the wall and leave
oh
it there.
God. You're a terrible man.
I won't be around for it. Yeah. You know? I'll have a good laugh somewhere else, but that'll be great. Just leave it in there. See what happens.
It wasn't the sea captain. It was the radio show.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about things going on at the Racine Public Library. Let's talk about tax time. And this is where you get your tax stuff. And
it's true. Yeah.
And there's no way of getting out of it. Everybody's got to pay taxes. And you've got to have it in by April 15th, unless you get an extension. So it's coming up. This is where you can get some help.
That's right. Yeah. We have had a great partnership for years now. I'm not even sure how many years. It's definitely since pre-pandemic. But the United Way does this really great, amazing service called VITA, which stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And basically, people can sign up and you can have someone, they're again, volunteers that volunteer with the United Way. You can have someone walk you through the process and basically do your taxes for you. The thing is, even though we're doing that again this year, they're all booked out with appointments.
Oh.
Yes. So I don't know, typically once the 15th deadline happens and they have that extension period, they maybe will add some things. But at this point, they have booked out. If you're looking for assistance with that, though, one, if you don't know, just like the library does have paper tax forms.
Yeah, you have all the forms that you can grab. Yeah.
Sometimes there are some people that we only see once a year and they're just in there to pick up their tax forms and then we'll see them again next year. But if we have some just on hand and then we can print off any others that anybody needs. But if you are in need of tax help and You can't get in because you're too late to get into the VITA program. United Way also knows some other resources, and you can reach out to them for that.
You know, the same lady's been doing my taxes since 1972, 54
really?
Years. Same lady. I've never had anybody else do my taxes but her. She must be like 100 now.
You know, this VITA program, it's very I'm really glad that we can do this, because when I first came to Racine, which was, I graduated from Carthage in 2006, came to Racine right after that. I didn't have any family. Taxes were very intimidating, and
that's why I never do it.
Yeah, I was going through this program. It wasn't at the library at the time, but they had a space across the street at the Racine Literacy Council. So I benefited for years from this program, and I'm so glad we can help platform it for other people to benefit from.
Keep in mind, that's how they got Al Capone, taxes.
Hopefully that won't be how they get me. Yeah.
That's how they got John Gotti, too, taxes.
Jeez.
They never get you for the crimes that you're famous for. All right, let's talk about, we got some April, May library programs to talk about. Let's do the list. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing that we are really excited about, we haven't done in, I don't know, maybe like a decade, is we have our first teen lock-in coming up. So this isn't like an overnight thing, but what we've done in the past is we have, parents, you gotta sign up ahead of time. It's a registration thing. You need your parent or guardian's approval. But we do an after-hours hangout. We set up video games. We set up board games. And we just like let the teens kind of run amok while the library is closed and enjoy the space unto themselves.
You mean throwing books all over the place?
Hopefully not.
I said run amok. I don't know.
There has been, you know, there's been like hide and seek or tag or whatever.
So that's great. The library
can get a little rowdy. Yeah,
especially with that mysterious third floor that nobody knows what's up there. The library's got, if you go in the elevator, floor one, floor two, and then there's a button that has nothing on it, and that's like that Twilight Zone episode where all the mannequins are up there and they come to life. On the ninth floor of that building, but you got a third floor.
The books come to life.
Yeah, right. All the books, all the characters
all
start
the stories
walking around.
Are there. That's right.
Don't tell me that, because I'm starting to get chills already. Because I don't know if that stuff doesn't exist or not. So this is the teen lockup. No, yep. It's lock in. Not
lock up. That's different. Yeah.
I know. It's not a lockup. And when is that now?
So the registration, you can reach out anytime up until Friday, April 10th. At this point. But the actual event itself is on Friday.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Begins at 5:45 p.m. It's super fun. I mean, just having worked it, not having.
Do you have any food there and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. There's pizza. You know, we just.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be?
Let me see. Does it say? I think anyone who is technically a teen. So I think it's 13 to 19.
Wow. Okay. So
grade 6 to 12 is what we say.
I'm trying to think. How do I get into that place? Okay.
Yeah. Well, no. That's.
How can I? I go. Hey, there goes Elvis, and just walk right in.
You can come in any other time other than the team.
Yeah, but there's no pizza.
That's true.
Spring book sale's coming up. Friends of the Racine Public Library.
Yeah.
And this is where you get rid of the books that are old and. Nobody wants, nobody takes out a lot anymore, and you have other copies of it, and you
true.
Keep it up there.
We also take donations every day. A lot of people don't know that, but fortunately, this community is very generous with us, and every day that we're open for donations. The spring book sale is, we have a book sale going on every single day that we're open, if folks don't know, and what we call our booktique. But then we have two really big book sales, one in fall and one in spring. Our friends of the library do an amazing job, and all the money that they raise goes back to support library programming. But the spring one is it starts Thursday, April 23rd, and it goes Friday and Saturday, April 25th. The April 23rd is a members only thing. So if you're not a friend of the library, become a friend of the library. It's very affordable.
And you get first pickings.
That's right. and I mean, you will see, it is fierce competition, man. I just went to.
So it's like a Black Friday sale.
It kind of is. I mean, it's an exclusive deal. I just went to there's a new bookstore now in West Racine, a used bookstore. And I just went and bought a few books from there. And they said, we get a lot of these from your friends at the library book sale. So I go, great.
Right now, I've got on the in the hot seat today. We've got a hot seat. It's been okay. I haven't asked you anything.
Yeah, not too bad.
Nothing you needed, though. I want to consult my attorney before I answer that question. Nothing like that. Nick Dembski is here. He's the executive director at the Racine Public Library. I'd like to plead the Fifth Amendment on that, please. I don't have anything to say on that.
This is legal literacy that you're doing.
That's good. Okay, let's talk about something that I'm not, like, in my briefcase here. I have, when I go to your local author showcase, I get all the information I can on each one of these authors, and we have them on the air.
Oh, not that's all, awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of things you don't know about
that's
me.
That's phenomenal.
This is here. This was the one I had, and I keep an envelope with all the local authors. I pick up all their stuff. And we,
this is so cool.
And we occasionally invite some of them on the air with us. And we've had some on the air, not all of them, but we've had some on the air.
Sure, yeah. Oh, yep. This one.
Well, that one's not getting on now because you lost it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's how I met Rory Graves.
Okay.
And not only was she on the air with me, but we won first place in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Best Interview. The plaque is out in the hallway.
That's so cool.
And I had, it was from the local authors where I met Rory. We had her on the air. And when I take you out, when I kick you out of the building, I'll show you.
How could I and others, if we just like did a web search for Rory Graves, Don Rosen, would that interview come up?
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to even do that. Just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever.
All right.
Type in Don Rosen Show, and then it'll be, there's over 500 interviews on there I've done.
All right.
And Rory Graves will be one of them.
It's like he rehearsed.
It was on Halloween about a year or so ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Congratulations on the award. That's really cool news.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we just won two more this year. One, which we're going to get in May, one for interviewing Bob Barry, the radio legend in Milwaukee, Bob Barry, and the morning show here.
Awesome.
We don't have their first place yet. They don't tell you. It could be first, second, or third. Okay. You have to go in person to find out.
Okay.
They just tell you won.
Well, you're always first in my heart, Don.
Thank you. Are you a voter in the WBA? Wisconsin Broadcasters?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so that is what I got at the local authors. And so you got another one coming up.
Yes, we do. So
did you put that thing that fell on the floor?
I did. I put it back. Yeah. The on the last day of the Friends of the Library book sale during spring, so Saturday, April 25th, from 10 to 4, we have this amazing event called the Local Author Showcase. And this is, I think, our third annual. We sort of did one a long time ago. I was actually the one who put it together, but it was just a one-off. And we really loved it. And fortunately, our head of adult services, Rebecca Leanna, decided I'm gonna bring this back to life. And so for 3 years now, I think they've been doing this. We've got, you know, a few of the names of people who are coming. A local author, she was actually in your envelope there, Aisha Montgomery, a Milwaukee author who is amazing, has, you know, she used to be the poet laureate of the state, but Dasha Kelly, she's done a lot of work in Racine Correctional Institution out here that I've gotten to do with her over the years. Kind of a local legend, Jean Arnold, a queer author, a woman in her 90s. She owned a bookstore with her partner here and a press called Mother Courage Press. And the list goes on and on. Rory Graves is going to be there again.
Yeah.
Another local leader who also happens to be on the library board, Melvin Hargrove. He just recently published a book. There's a lot of very cool authors coming up. And so, you know, there's a few programs that we have now that are annual, that we've got a rhythm with, and that are just a little bigger. And this local author showcase is one of them. If you only come to the library a few times this year, that should be one of the
things. I think
times.
We had three or four of them on from the, they can't have everybody, but we'll get to them eventually.
Yeah.
And we had Carol Gianforte, who wrote a book. I read her book. We had her on the air. Just now, she's on regularly, but just talking about her book.
Amazing.
And if I see the other woman's name in there, I'll know it. She wrote a book about, I can't even remember what it was now because everything's flying into my head. But we had her on the air. We just have a lot of people on there. We meet them at the local authors thing, and I don't promise them anything. I say I'm going to go through the thing, and we see what's interesting, and we'll get you on the radio.
It's a really, you know, we only have so much room for these, and at this point, it's a really competitive table to get at. Like, way more authors apply to be a part of it than we're able to accommodate. So I'm glad to hear that you've been coming and you've been giving them you know, platforming them even more.
After. We go there, we collect all their stuff, and I hang on to it and I read it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about, real quickly, because we're running out of time, the financial literacy strategies with Marine Credit Union. Now, they're one of our sponsors here.
Oh,
so
cool.
Let's talk about the Marine Credit Union here.
Yeah, so long story short, you know, libraries, any library worth its salt nowadays understands that there's lots of different kinds of literacy, not just one. And so one thing that we are focused on helping the community develop is their financial literacy, too. So fortunately, Marine Credit Union has been a really generous partner in providing financial literacy classes. We have some coming. They've already done many, but we have plenty coming up. We've got Wednesday, April 8th, Tuesday, April 21st, Tuesday, May 12th, and Thursday, June 4th, and the 25th. These are from 4 to 6 p.m. And if you know, it's not a registration thing. You can just show up, drop in. I think usually it's a guy named Aaron McCollum who's running them. And he's just a really great guy who wants to make sure that people understand how money works and how they can take care of their money and steward it well and not be broke, right? So I think I should probably stop in sometime to one of these classes, but we're very grateful that Marine Credit Union is partnering with us in this way.
Yeah, we have Aaron in here.
Cool.
Yeah, he's in here, Aaron McCollum.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Yep. So they're back on sponsors in April, I think, and so we have them in here once a month.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, good. Always nice to know. I like to talk about things I don't have a lot of.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah, he and Marine Credit Union, we just this Saturday had another one of our big annual events, which is called the Digital Literacy Fair.
Yeah. We had Melissa Donaldson talking about that.
Yeah, and Aaron and Marine Credit Union represented there, one of the partners for that, too. So they've been really great with the library.
Tabletop games, Mahjong. My mother used to play Mahjong with her... the ladies in the neighborhood, Mahjong.
Man, I am blown away. I've never played Mahjong before, full disclosure, but I am blown away with how...
A little Chinese, it's a Chinese game. It's like dominoes almost.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've just never played it.
I don't know how to play it either.
I am blown away with how popular it is. Like, every single time, they, like, double their numbers. The last time that they were in doing Mahjong, they were like, we have to add more dates. There's just too many people here.
And we want to talk about the all the details at Racine. Oh, let me get this right here. RacineLibrary.info/calendar.
You got it.
If you're one character off, it won't work.
That's correct.
So Racine Library, one word, RacineLibrary.info/calendar. If you don't know how to spell calendar, go to the public library, get a dictionary, and it'll tell you how to spell calendar. So you can do that.
Long story short, they're on Saturdays from 10 to noon. Look up the dates on our calendar for sure.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. And thank you, Shay King, for putting this all together.
Absolutely.
This is a great job.
Thank you to our whole library team. Yeah. The library is only as good as its team. They're amazing.
Let me write that down. The radio station is only as good as its team.
That's right. That's right.
Nick Dembski, Executive Director of the Racine Public Library. Thank you very much.
Hey.
I love going into the library. And you still have parking meters where you can use coins. I don't have to use my credit card because that's good because I don't like doing that. And the only thing is, I don't think you can get a ticket because when I put the money in, I can't even see on the parking meters anymore. It's so old that it's there's true. No way to tell if I put money in there. And I put the money. I don't know. I put a quarter in. Give me 12.
It's just a guessing game at this point.
Yeah. So
we would love it if those parking meters went away, but we understand.
And one of these days, I'm going to hit that third button in the elevator and find out where. I'm afraid. I don't know what's up there.
It's just going to shoot you out the
Old cobwebs and everything. Thank you, Nick Dembski.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in there.